This is the Wikipedia page for Leonard versus PepsiCo, Inc. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe. Now, this is a great story. Sometimes when I see a documentary series that's about to come out and it has a really interesting story, I will go read the Wikipedia page immediately. This is one of those things. Here it is, everybody.
Yeah, looking at it, I think I know what this is about. I'm very excited about it, and I have big feelings about PepsiCo. So let's jump in.
We'll hear more of Rachel's feelings about fighting the man in this episode. Leonard versus PepsiCo, Inc. Leonard versus PepsiCo, Inc. 88F sub 2D116 SDNY 1999 aft 210 F3 D882 DCIR 2000, more widely known as the Pepsi Points case, is a contracts case tried in the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York in 1999, in which the plaintiff, John Leonard, sued PepsiCo Inc. in an effort to enforce an offer to redeem 7 million Pepsi points, which cost the plaintiff $700,000 for an AV-8 Harrier II jump jet valued at $23 million at the time, equivalent to $37,400,000 in 2021, which PepsiCo had shown in a portion of a televised commercial that PepsiCo argued was intended to be humorous.
Procedural history. The claim alleged both breach of contract and fraud. The case was originally brought in Florida, but eventually heard in New York. The defendant, PepsiCo, moved for summary judgment pursuant to Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 56. Among other claims made, Leonard claimed that a federal judge was incapable of deciding on the matter, and that instead the decision had to be made by a jury consisting of members of the Pepsi generation to whom the advertisement would allegedly constitute an offer. Wow, I love this guy.
We gotta talk to the Pepsi generation.
Bring out Britney.
Facts. The court described the relevant portion of the televised commercial as follows. Quote, "The scene then shifts to three young boys sitting in front of a high school building. The boy in the middle is intent on his Pepsi stuff catalog, while the boys on either side are each drinking Pepsi. The three boys gaze in awe at an object rushing overhead as the military march builds to a crescendo. The Harrier jet is not yet visible, but the observer senses the presence of a mighty plane as the extreme winds generated by its flight create a paper maelstrom in a classroom devoted to an otherwise dull physics lesson. Finally, the Harrier jet swings into view and lands by the side of the school building next to a bicycle rack. Several students run for cover, and the velocity of the wind strips one hapless faculty member down to his underwear. While the faculty member is being deprived of his dignity, the voiceover announces, "Now, the more Pepsi you drink, the more great stuff you're gonna get." The teenager opens a cockpit of the fighter and can be seen helmetless, holding a Pepsi, looking very pleased with himself. PL memo at 3. That's just some interjection into this legal document, everybody. And apparently there was a memo where they had to change things because it looks like there was a typo which had to be corrected. The teenager exclaims, "Sure beats the bus!" and chortles. The military drum roll sounds a final time as the following words appear. Harrier fighter, 7 million Pepsi points. A few seconds later, the following appears in more stylized script. Drink Pepsi, get stuff. With that message, the music and the commercial end with a triumphant flourish.
You know what? Based on that, I think Leonard has a point.
I don't think he does, really. Because, I mean, it's a commercial and I feel like it's like presented in a goofy way. You know, a child flying a jet to school.
Yes, but you know, it does very clearly say Harrier Fighter, 7 million Pepsi points.
Yeah, it does say that. That is true.
The plaintiff did not collect 7 million Pepsi points through the purchase of Pepsi products, but instead sent a certified check for $700,008.50 as permitted by the contest rules. Leonard had 15 existing points, paid 10 cents a point for the remaining 6,999,985 points, and a $10 shipping and handling fee. So you could just send a check to Pepsi to purchase points?
Apparently.
Huh. Like, why? That doesn't even make sense. Whatever.
Well, I feel like if people wanted the things that you could buy with Pepsi points and they didn't want to have to consume a bajillion Pepsis, then they could send in money so that they could get like the Pepsi cap or t-shirt or whatever.
I mean, I suppose. I don't know. Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while you fight Pepsi.
Thank you for listening to that message. Are you wondering why she shoved in fight Pepsi for no reason?
But this article is about fighting Pepsi.
I don't think it's about fighting who Pepsi is. It's just about taking advantage of a loophole that they perceived in an advertisement from Pepsi. No?
Yeah. And then fighting them in court about it.
I would think of it more as fighting Pepsi. They're like, Pepsi is, you know, turning children into Pepsi. We've got to go fight Pepsi. You know?
Yeah.
This guy's just kind of hoodwinking Pepsi.
I suppose that's one way to put it.
I like to put it that way. Judgment. The court, presided over by Judge Kimba Wood, rejected Leonard's claims and denied recovery on several grounds, including 1. It was found that the advertisement featuring the jet did not constitute an offer under the restatement 2nd of contracts.
2. The court found that even if the advertisement had been an offer, no reasonable person could have believed that the company seriously intended to convey a jet worth roughly $23 million for $700,000, i.e., that it was mere puffery. Puffery refers to exaggerated or false praise.
That's a great word.
That's a really good word.
3. The value of the alleged contract meant that it fell under the provisions of the statute of frauds, but the statute's requirement for written agreement between the parties was not fulfilled, so a contract had not been formed.
In justifying its conclusion that the commercial was evidently done in jest and that the notion of traveling to school in a Harrier jet is an exaggerated adolescent fantasy, the court made several observations regarding the nature and content of the commercial, including: the callow youth featured in the commercial is a highly improbable pilot. One who could barely be trusted with the keys to his parents' car, much less the prize aircraft of the United States Marine Corps. Callow.
The teenager's comment that flying a Harrier jet to school sure beats the bus evinces an improbability insouciant attitude toward the relative difficulty and danger of piloting a fighter plane in a residential area.
No school would provide landing space for a student's fighter jet or condone the disruption the jet's use would cause.
The court also stated that, in light of the Harrier jet's well-documented function in attacking and destroying surface and air targets, armed reconnaissance and air interdiction and defensive anti-aircraft warfare, depiction of such a jet as a way to get to school in the morning is clearly not serious, even if, as plaintiff contends, the jet is capable of being acquired in a form that eliminates its potential for military use.
I feel like in, you know, like 2022-ish era, you would never see a commercial made about a minor bringing such a weapon to school.
I disagree. I'll tell you why. Is because I think I had a thought like that about commercials, like how commercials have evolved so much.
Yeah.
But then I was watching live television and I saw some commercials that really blew the back of my head off.
Really?
Yes. Commercials are still... There's this really funny commercial about, I think, scabies.
Oh, God.
And it's a commercial where there's like a woman in the commercials like, I'm going to go out to dinner with my boyfriend. And then there's a dark voice that comes in and goes, scabies doesn't care.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, whoa. Scabies doesn't care. That is the craziest.
That is crazy.
Anyway, so I'm just going to say, I don't think you watch live television a lot.
No, not anymore. Not in a few years. Anyway, the decision was appealed to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, which issued a brief per curiam opinion concluding, we affirm for substantially the reason stated in Judge Wood's opinion.
Aftermath. Pepsi never cashed the check, so there was no case for fraud. Pepsi continued to air the commercial, but it updated the cost of the Harrier jet to 700 million Pepsi points and added a clarifying just kidding disclaimer. The White House stated that the Harrier jet would not be sold to civilians without demilitarization, which in the case of the Harrier would have included stripping it of its ability to land and take off vertically.
Huh.
Huh.
That's, wow.
That's amazing that it got that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that it got that far because I think that like when they tried to do this, everybody involved knows the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But they took it as far as they possibly could.
I admire that. I really appreciate that.
I think it's really funny.
Thank you, Leonard.
I don't think it's anything other than like, I would say people with a little excess cash having a little fun. That's all.
I would do the same thing.
All right. Well, there you go. See you in court, I guess. This has been the Wikipedia page for Leonard versus PepsiCo, Inc.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. It would really help us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your unfound PepsiCo court case.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.